Tanta Audio, a division of recorded books, presents Four Princes, Henry VIII, Francis I, Charles V, Suleiman the Magnificent, and the Obsessions That Forged Modern Europe, by John Julius Norwich, narrated by Julian Elfer. Preface. Bluff King Hal was full of beans. He married half a dozen queens. For three called Kate, they cried the bans, and one called Jane, and a couple of Anns. I learned those lines and the several stanzas that followed them when I was about 4 years old. They came from a wonderful book called Kings and Queens by Herbert and Eleanor Fargen, in which each spread bore on the left a full-colour picture of each monarch in turn, and on the right a humorous verse. My mother bought two copies, cut them up, and pasted the lot onto a large screen in the nursery. Thus I was almost literally brought up with them, and cannot remember a time when I didn't recognise them all, as well as the order in which they came. Since we started with William the Conqueror, and there were six kings or queens to a column, Henry VIII was the second one down in the fourth. I felt I knew him well. Getting to know Francis I took me a bit longer. The Fargens, alas, never got around to doing for French history what they had done for English, and in those pre-war days primary historical education in England was almost unbelievably blinkered. Never were we told what was going on in Europe, except on those occasions when we won a battle abroad like Agincourt or Blenheim. We knew nothing about Italy, where the British hardly ever fought a battle before the 20th century. That of Maida, which gave its name to Maida Vale, in 1806 is the only one I can think of offhand, and we were certainly never told about that.